Let's bring in the master of disaster, Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. 20 and running.
Yeah, they just keep on going, man. I watched them again last night. A very well-pitched game by Corey Kluber yesterday. His third complete game shutout of the season. The 18th shutout of the season for the Cleveland staff. This team just keeps rolling. And like I said before, Frankie Lindor, the shortstop, he gets my vote for MVP. Not only for what he does at the bat. Yesterday he led off the game with a home run, and that was all that they needed. Then after that, the plays that he makes in the field are just stupendous. I was watching the Yankee game as well. They got beat yesterday by Tampa Bay, lost the game to Boston, and Minnesota picks up a game on them. But the Yankee announcers were getting giddy all over themselves for Didi Gregorius, who I think is the Yankees' best player. Stop a one-hopper just to his left, one step to his left, and make the play. You would think that this guy made one of the greatest plays in the history of shortstops. Lindor playing his regular shortstop position, no shift being put on, went up the middle behind second base in the outfield grass, stopped the ground ball, did a 180 turn, made a throw on the dime to first base to get the player out. One of the best plays I've seen by shortstop, not only this year, but ever. And then what happens after that, their second baseman, Ramirez, he makes a similar play in the ninth inning, going out to his left into the outfield, making a play, and throwing a guy out from his knees. This team's performing everywhere, at the bat, in the field, and on the mound. Right now, they're an unstoppable force. People are going to say, oh, you peaked too soon. No, I don't think so. Terry Francona has been through the war before. He takes one game at a time. He's not looking at the big picture. He's just looking at the day. And you got to remember, if anybody's going to keep this team focused, it's going to be Terry Francona, because he's the only manager to bring a team back from 3-0 in the playoffs and win. So if anybody knows how to keep a team going, it's going to be Terry Francona. Tremendous job by the Indians. And 20 straight, 12 o'clock today, they go for 21.
And the interesting thing about that is there's three teams, and I forget one of them, that had just tons of wins during the regular season. The Yankees were one of them. And then what was the other team that had the most victories in a season? They all ended up winning the World Series. So if you play consistently good ball and you win a lot of games, you've got a better than not chance to win the World Series.
Well, like I said, the only blemish that Cleveland may have is by putting Kipnis in center field. I don't know why you would even think about doing it. I don't think Francona is going to do it. I think this might be just the media trying to make something out of nothing. There's no way you're going to break a lineup up that's won 20 games in a row. Francona knows better than that. And going into the playoffs, you're not going to take your live bats out to put in a guy who's consistently been pulling hamstrings all year and is hitting, like I said yesterday, 2.25. This is just the media trying to stir the pot. Once again, the Minnesota Twins score more than the Minnesota Vikings. They beat San Diego yesterday 16-0. So two out of their last three games, they've scored 16 and 17 runs. This is the team, in all likelihood, the Yankees are going to have to play in that one-game play-in. So for whoever the Yankees starting pitcher might be, it might be two-ton Tony Galento, known as CC Sabathia, or it might be Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray's got to learn to keep the ball in the park, pitched a good game last night against Tampa Bay, gave up two home runs, you lose 2-0. That's been his MO for the Yankees. He's been giving up tons of long balls and getting beat by it. True, the Yankees don't support him, but that's the way baseball's played. Kluber didn't get any support yesterday. He got two runs, but he shut out the Tigers. So the Yankees' foe down the road is a team that's been putting up a ton of runs, and of late the Yankees haven't been putting up a ton of runs. And the Dodgers finally won last night. Clayton, 6-inning. Kershaw went to 6 innings. They beat San Francisco 5-3. So, tale of two pitchers. Clayton Kershaw goes 6 yesterday for the Dodgers and gets a win. The hired gun that Houston went out to get to turn themselves around, to get themselves going, to get themselves a big horse for the playoffs, Justin Verlander. Well, what Justin Verlander do? He went 8 innings with a bunch of strikeouts, gave up one hit. Houston beats the Angels 1-0. That's the difference between a pitcher like Verlander and Kershaw. Kershaw is not the guy that's going to go in there and put the nail in the coffin and hang you out to dry. He's going to go six, go in the clubhouse, and be a rah-rah boy. Justin Verlander, you got to get a steamroller to get him off the mound. And last night he proves it by pitching that one-hit shutout against the Angels. Big game, Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw. Verlander gets my boat 100 out of 100 times. So a big win for Houston yesterday. Their hired guns trying to do what he's been hired to do and get this team back on the winning ways. The Dodgers win for the second time in 18 games yesterday. Their free fall, in my opinion, hasn't stopped yet. One game doesn't stop a losing streak.
All right, and absurd news of the day, the Los Angeles Lakers are going to retire both of Kobe Bryant's numbers.
I didn't know he had two.
Yeah, he does. 24 and 8.
I remember 8. Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know why he changed his numbers. I guess he was trying to be like Michael Jordan.
Probably sell more merchandise.
Yeah, that too. and let's see what that entertainment, that sports entertainment network does today. They fire Curt Schilling for making some political stances that they weren't in favor of. Well, they just had one of their reporters make an awful statement about the president. Let's see if they fire this person.
I would think that he's going to get the axe.
It's a she.
Oh, I would think that she's going to get the axe.
Well, hasn't happened yet. Curt Schilling was out before the words were out of his mouth. Let's see what they do with this person.
All right, we'll check.
That's the reason why I don't watch ESPN anymore. It's a sports network, not a political network.
It's not even a great sports network anymore.
They stink.
Yeah. All right, we'll check with you mañana.
21 today. Starts at noon.
Okay. Take care,
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. Mike Cosby with the Check on Sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.